Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start the show off the same way every week. That's by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar, tuning into The Bar, sharing The Bar. We really appreciate you guys doing that. I love it. I love interacting with you guys. So continue to send the inboxes, DMs, and all of that good stuff. And matter of fact, while you're listening, take your phone out, screenshot your players, put it in your stories, and tag us, the bar underscore podcast. Let us know that you're listening to this episode. And like I do every week, I bring you an awesome guest. This awesome guest is a brother that apparently knows me. I don't know him, but we're excited to have him on. And it's funny because once I was exposed to who he was, I was like, man, why haven't he been on the show already? But I have on today none other than my brother Mark. How you doing, man?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's great to chat with you and to talk about theology instead of politics or COVID. But you never know, those things probably come up somehow.
Nah, man, nah. I'm good over here on that. We gonna stick to theology, man. No, thank you. Anyway, let's talk about, well, before we get into everything, give the folks that might not know who you are kind of a brief introduction. Anything you want to share, whether it's personal or professional, you got the floor to do that right here.
Great. I'm a proud father of four kids. I have a wife. And that's the most significant thing about me, other than that I'm a Christian. And then following from that, I have been a pastor in a PCA church in Vancouver for about 15 years. We have two sites, one in Surrey, one in Vancouver. I preach at both because we don't do that video stuff. I also write books just to stay out of trouble or get into trouble. And I travel quite a bit actually to do speaking in countries like Brazil, South Africa, Australia, Asia and stuff. So that's that. And then I love to coach soccer, football, not American football, but world football. I'm a big Liverpool fan. So that's that.
Awesome. Awesome. Good stuff, man. So I have four kids as well. So I know the blessing or burden, depends on what day it is, that is.
Yeah, awesome. I know the feeling.
Yes, sir. So let's talk about the recent book, because again, once I discovered who you were, I saw that there was a lot of books that I, you know, some I even had that I didn't know the person, and it's so awesome to connect the person. But the recent book you got out is called Knowing Sin. Captivating title. Let's jump in, man. I always like to kind of get the genesis, like what inspired the book, what was the lead up, what was the, you know, sermon series or whatever that started the book.
Well, I as a young man at the University of Wisconsin, I was captivated by Malcolm X and read his autobiography, as told to Alex Haley. And I actually have an email called MalcolmX85 at Hotmail. Yeah, you can use nobody. I don't check it anymore. But so I thought, you know, it's my turn to write an autobiography. And I'd written Knowing Christ And I thought, well, sin was a topic that I understand well based on being a pastor and a father and a husband and a human. And then also because I've studied, you know, Reformed theologians and Puritans, and just thought the time was right to write a book on sin. And I looked at the state of the church and thought, you know, we need a book on sin, because there's just so many debates that are happening right now. And I think a lot of it's with a failure to understand what sin is, what it isn't, and so on. So it was just kind of a perfect storm of personal / social / church context coming together.
Gotcha. It's funny because, you know, you first was like, I wanted to write a autobiography, and then, you know, knowing sin, like, yeah, just sin going on. that's where mine went to immediately. But
I'm still a pastor in good standing in a Presbyterian church, so it's not that bad. But
yeah. I get it. Awesome. So as far as just kind of some you know, details as to the direction you're coming from, because you mentioned a lot. You mentioned, you know, being a pastor, being a human, studying the Puritans, and I think that's even in the subtitle. Subtitle. So kind of talk about your approach and just kind of the way that you walk through the content.
Yeah. So I mean, the approach was to look at generally what sin is and what it isn't, to give an overview the first few chapters. My dad's been reading the book, and, you know, he's really enjoying it now, but he said the first few chapters were a bit hard, required a bit of work. But, you know, you need to really set a structure and context for how to approach more specific questions. So, you know, it starts out with the generalities, and then I get to the specifics about, you know, things like pride or sins of the mind or temptation, even greed, things like that sort of flow out of the principles of sin and what they are. So that was that. And then I thought, you know, the Puritans have some really beautiful turns of phrase, sometimes frightening turns of phrase. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get some of their, if they did Twitter, you know, they'd be really good. But thankfully they didn't, because, you know, we get full books from them. But so it was just sort of an approach where I thought the Puritans would help me out a lot, and here we are.
Nice. And you know, you talked about your dad reading the book. What has been some of the feedback that you've gotten from it?
Well, you know, my dad actually tricked my mom and wrote a fake review and read it to her on the phone, that, you know, Mark Jones, and it was kind of like, yeah, you know, if you're into the Puritans, this is great stuff, but some might find it a little tricky and stuff at places. And my mom's like, yeah, I think that's probably fair and all that. And he just made that up. So, you know, my parents probably not the most reliable sources at the time, but I've had people in my congregation read it. And they've and unless they're major suck ups, which is entirely possible, they've been enjoying it quite a bit. And my young adults group, a lot of them have been reading it to great enjoyment, they say. And so far, it's been really good. But, you know, it's early days, so it's hard to know. But it is doing very well on the sales on Amazon, I'm told. So that's good too.
Oh yeah, that's always good for sure. So you talked about, you know, I guess some younger folks, I guess, reading it, you said early. What was that again?
Yeah, we have a college and career type of
okay. group.
And, you know, when I get my author copy sent to me, I bring them to the church and I sell them for exorbitant amounts of money if I can. But I give them a discount because they're poor college students. And some of them have been reading it and some have been posting quotes and just been edified. So, you know, I'm trying to hit everyone, whether it's an old lady who's 85 and in her last years, I still want her to know she's a sinner and needs a savior. And just as I do with the young people.
That's kind of where I was going. And I'm glad you hit it, you know, that there's no... I guess, I mean, honestly, there's no age limit for sin. it's a funny thing to say.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's true. It's definitely true as far as that goes. So as far as, because you said this is still fairly new, As far as, you know, is this a series, you know, knowing Christ, knowing sin? Is,
yeah, are we, or
am I uncovering something? Is it exclusive bar?
Yeah, I'm gonna maybe keep it. I do want to write a book on the Holy Spirit one day. That's gonna be a tough one, but you know, you need to kind of, if you can get a little bit of a rhythm going with books and people go, okay, I like this one. And then it just helps with the next one. But you know, you can't mess up in the series. Once you mess up once, you're done. Yeah, maybe I'll do something easier, like knowing social media or something.
I thought you were about to say social justice. I was like, here we go. No, I was kidding.
Okay. I'm up in Canada. You don't want to talk to me right now, but
anyway. I know. We're gonna skip over that. We're gonna skip over that right into the break. So right here, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. I'm Billy Rice, host of the brand new podcast called 5 Minute Theology, a podcast that presents big truths in a bite-sized way. Designed for the new and growing believer, 5 Minute Theology is a weekly podcast that offers essential truths of the Christian faith in a clear, concise manner. In every episode, we will explore a specific doctrine of the Christian faith from a Reformed Baptist perspective in a way that's easy to digest and apply directly to your life. So whether you're at home or on the go, let 5 Minute Theology be an excellent little dose of encouragement from the deep truths of God's Word. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you, and may you always see that our God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. For the truth, I'm Pastor Billy, host of 5 Minute Theology. Have a blessed day.
All right, we're back in here with my new brother, Mark. Super excited, bro, to have you. This has definitely been fun. We will have links to the book in the show notes, so make sure you pick it up. Make sure you leave a good review so we can get it out there. And I'll say leave an honest review. Let's say that. Leave an honest review.
Honestly good review.
Honestly good review. I love it. All right, Mark. So on this side of the episode, man, this is what I call the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests, no matter who they are. And So the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, I'm a big fan of Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. I know that. So she's awesome. I was listening to a cover of Silver Springs this morning by Florence and the Machine, and it was actually pretty good of Stevie Nicks. So I like Stevie Nicks. I also like, Metallica and even Meatloaf died a few weeks ago. I was devastated. Yeah. I grew up on Meatloaf, but and then I would mention some of my rap music enjoyable artists, but that might get me excommunicated.
This is the bar, man. Unless your congregation or listening, you're fine.
Yeah, well, I've never been shy to talk about some of my sins before my congregation. So, I do just want to let you know, I do look for the clean version when my kids are rocking to Tupac and Biggie in the car.
Yeah,
with me.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's Eminem and Nas and Too Short, even some of the old school guys I like. So, yeah, I mean, I like anything. I'll even listen to Andrea Bocelli. When I'm writing, and Metallica, and you know, probably my chapters reflect, if you see the chapters, they're all rocks, or they're different types of songs.
I'm looking at it now. Nice. Yeah. And the first one that jumped out was Highway to Hell.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, you don't want to be on that one.
No. So, all right, our next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
That's tricky, because I don't, I'm a dabbler. I read in books. Yeah. I don't often read from beginning to end. I like Thomas Sowell. I've got beside me black rednecks and white liberals. Douglas Murray, The Madness of the Crowds. A pretty good book, actually, by Matthew Walker, Why We Sleep. And then one by Hannah Arendt on totalitarianism, because I'm trying to get up to date with what's going on in Canada. So those are some of the books I've got kicking right now.
Nice, nice. All right. And last signature bar question, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Man, I am the worst podcast listener in the world, I think. You know, I'm going to be a listener of Joe Rogan just on principle now. read into that what you will, as long as he's allowed on. I do like Jordan Peterson because he's a Canadian and he gets me to think. So I'll sometimes listen to little snippets from him. I don't tend to listen to a lot of podcasts. Sermons I really like listening to Eric Alexander. He's a Scottish preacher, like old dude. And he's one of the best preachers I've heard. I like older guys, Ted Donnelly, William Hughes, people nobody's heard of really, but
yeah,
I just think they're fantastic preachers. And yeah.
Nice. Okay. I love it, man. I love it. So before we run out of here, man, I always kind of give my guests an opportunity to kind of close this out, let people know where to find you, follow you, whatever. And you know, the book is going to be on Amazon, and any words of encouragement before we slide out of here.
Yeah, I'm only really on Facebook, and that was because I just want to share pictures of my family or goals that my kids score on soccer. But sometimes my my theology stuff comes up. I have a page, but you can also follow me on Facebook, and I'm sure anyone with half a brain can find me. I hope that the book will teach you a lot about yourself and a lot about Christ, and the sweeter Christ is, the more we're aware of our sin and vice versa. So read the book about sin, but you'll also be reading a book about salvation and the hope we have in Christ. And I just hope that we can get our minds set straight again on who we are and who God is. And if this book helps, that's an answer to prayer on my behalf.
Amen, brother. I totally love that. All right, to the bar listeners, thank you guys for tuning in to the bar podcast, your favorite podcast. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday. That was a tongue tie twister, never done that before. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com to check out all the episodes. Also, hit that tab and check out all the episodes of all the network podcasts. Also, make sure you go to thebargear.com, pick you up some bar gear. Until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.